You know, sometimes you just stumble into a topic and realize you don't know as much as you thought you did.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
So, like the other day, a friend was telling me about how their parents are looking into a reverse mortgage.
Okay.
And they were just kind of like, I don't know, a little unsure about the whole thing. And it got me thinking, how much do I actually know about reverse mortgages?
Right.
And the answer is not a lot.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things that there's a lot of misunderstanding around it.
So that's why we're doing a deep dive today.
Good idea.
We're going to get into reverse mortgages. We've got some information from Jet Direct Mortgage, who seems to be a pretty reputable source.
Yeah, they are.
Listener, you actually sent this to us, so thank you for that.
Yes, thank you.
So let's just start with the basics. What is a reverse mortgage?
Well, a reverse mortgage is basically a special type of loan
Okay.
for homeowners who are 62 or older and have a lot of equity in their home.
Oh, yeah.
And unlike a regular mortgage where you're making payments to the lender, with a reverse mortgage, the lender is actually paying you.
Interesting.
Yeah, and they can do this either as a lump sum or in monthly installments.
So it's almost like your house is generating income for you.
In a way, yeah, but it's not free money.
Right.
It's still a loan and it needs to be repaid. And usually that happens when you sell the home or pass away.
Okay.
And at that point, the loan amount plus interest and any FHA insurance premiums all come due.
So that's a good point. I think a lot of people get confused about the FHA insurance part of it.
Yeah.
Can you explain what that is and why it's necessary?
Sure. So FHA insurance is required for most reverse mortgages, and it basically protects both the borrower and the lender.
Okay.
It's like a safety net in case the value of your home goes down.
So, for example,
Like, let's say you get a reverse mortgage, and then 10 years later, there's a housing market crash, and your house isn't worth as much as you owe.
right.
The FHA insurance would cover that difference so the lender wouldn't lose money and your heirs wouldn't be stuck with a debt they couldn't afford.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So it's not like you just hit retirement age and then you get a blank check.
No, not at all.
There are some rules in place to make sure everything's on the up and up.
Yeah.
Now, Jet Direct mentioned something called the 60% rule.
Right.
What's that all about?
So the 60% rule is pretty important. It limits how much of the loan you can access in that first year.
Okay.
It's kind of a way to help you avoid making any rash decisions.
Gotcha. So you don't just run out and spend all the money right away.
Exactly. You've got some time to think about your needs and make a plan.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I also noticed that they talk about a financial assessment. What does that involve?
So it's basically a checkup on your financial health,
Okay.
you know, to see if you're in a good position to manage a reverse mortgage.
They want to make sure you can still pay for your property taxes and things like that.
Exactly. And there are actually federal standards you have to meet to qualify.
So not everyone's approved.
Right. It's not automatic.
So it sounds like they're really trying to make sure that this is a good thing for the borrower
Absolutely.
and not something that's going to put them in a worse position.
It's all about making sure it's the right fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say someone's listening to this and thinking, okay, a reverse mortgage might be right for me.
Okay.
What are some of the requirements they would need to meet?
Well, like we said, the youngest borrower has to be at least 62.
Okay.
So even if your spouse is older, but it's not going to work. And then, of course, the value of your home is a big factor.
Right. You have to have enough equity built up to make it worthwhile for the lender. And
Exactly.
I'm assuming existing mortgages come into play too.
Definitely, if you've got a big balance on another mortgage, that can be a red flag for lenders.
Because it's all about risk,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, they want to make sure you're not taking on more debt than you can handle.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, Jet Direct also points out that even with a reverse mortgage, you're still responsible for all the typical homeowner costs, things like property taxes and insurance and, you know, keeping the place up.
Absolutely. Those things don't go away just because you have a reverse mortgage.
It's easy to forget about those ongoing expenses.
Yeah, it's important to factor that in.
You know, before we started this, I kind of had this image of reverse mortgages as being like a last resort
Yeah.
for people who are really struggling financially. But it seems like it's a lot more nuanced than that.
It's not a one-size-fits-all solution,
Right.
but it can be a good option for some people.
As long as they understand how it works.
Yeah, exactly. You got to know what you're getting into.
And what the risks and the rewards are.
That's right.
So let's talk about those risks.
Okay.
What are some of the things that Jet Direct highlights as potential downsides to think about?
Well, one of the biggest things to consider is how a reverse mortgage might impact your heirs.
Okay.
Because remember, the loan has to be repaid when you leave the home.
Right.
And that usually means your heirs will have to sell the property to do that.
So if the value of the house has gone down, that could really affect how much they inherit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where that FHA insurance we talked about comes in.
Right. It protects your heirs from owing more than the home is worth.
But it doesn't guarantee that they'll inherit a lot of money.
No, it doesn't.
So it's really important to have those conversations with your family.
Yeah, transparency is key.
Make sure everyone understands what's going on.
Right.
Another risk, I guess, is that you could outlive your loan proceeds.
That's a possibility.
Especially if you choose to get those monthly payments. And you live longer than expected, you might run out of money.
That's a scary thought.
It is. So you really have to think about how much you'll need to cover your expenses.
Yeah. Not just for the short term, but for the long term, too.
And this is probably where a financial advisor could be really helpful.
Definitely. They can help you make a budget and figure out if a reverse mortgage is right for you.
It sounds like planning is really important.
Yeah, you got to be prepared.
And Jet Direct also mentions adjustable interest rates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How does that work with a reverse mortgage?
So with an adjustable rate reverse mortgage, the interest rate can change over time.
Okay.
Which means your loan balance could grow faster if interest rates go up.
So it's not just about the initial amount you get.
Right.
You have to think about how that amount could change.
Yeah. Those changes can be hard to predict.
Which makes it even more complicated.
It does.
It all comes back to doing your research right.
Definitely.
Understanding the terms and getting advice if you need it.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power.
Yeah. Especially when it comes to something like this.
Mm.
Now, we've talked a lot about the risks.
We have.
But JetDirect does mention some potential benefits, too.
Yeah, there are some upsides.
So what are some of the good things that people might not realize about reverse mortgages?
Well, for some homeowners, a reverse mortgage can give them more financial flexibility.
Okay.
You know, it could be a way to supplement their retirement income or pay for unexpected medical bills.
Or even make some home improvements.
Exactly. And you can do all that without having to sell your home or take on more debt.
So you're basically using the equity you've built up in your house
right.
to make your life better.
Exactly.
And unlike a home equity loan, there are no monthly payments.
Right.
Which is a big deal for people on a fixed income.
Yeah, it can be a huge relief.
I'm starting to see how this could be a really good option.
Yeah.
For someone who wants to stay in their home but needs some extra cash to make that happen.
Absolutely. It can give seniors the financial freedom to age in place.
Which is often a big priority.
Definitely.
Now, I imagine there's still some misconceptions out there about reverse mortgages.
Oh, there are, definitely.
What are some of the myths that you hear most often?
Well, one of the biggest ones is that the lender takes ownership of your home.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that one.
That's completely false.
Right. You still own your house.
Exactly.
It's not like you're giving it away.
No.
Another one I've heard is that reverse mortgages are only for people who are struggling financially.
Yeah, that's a myth too.
That's not always the case.
Right.
It could be part of a solid financial plan for people who are doing just fine.
Exactly. It all depends on your individual situation.
Okay, so it's not necessarily a sign that you're in trouble.
No, it's more about having options.
Yeah.
And choosing the best path for you.
I feel like we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
I have a much better understanding of reverse mortgages now.
I'm glad to hear that.
So what are some key takeaways you'd want our listener to walk away with?
Well, I think the most important thing is to really think critically about reverse mortgages.
Okay.
Don't just believe the hype or think it's going to be easy money.
Right.
You have to do your research and understand the terms and conditions.
Make sure it's actually a good fit for your goal.
Exactly.
And don't be afraid to talk to a financial advisor or a housing counselor.
Yeah, get some professional advice.
They can help you figure out what's best for you.
Right.
It's always good to have an expert in your corner.
It is.
Especially with something this important. You know, as we're wrapping up, I keep thinking about my friend's parents.
Yeah.
They seem so uncertain about this whole thing.
Right.
And it makes me wonder if part of that is because we don't really talk about aging very much.
It's true. These conversations can be tough.
Yeah, we tend to avoid talking about things like retirement planning and healthcare costs.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like we're afraid to admit that we're getting older.
But if we don't talk about these things, it's hard to make good decisions.
Exactly.
We need to be more open and honest.
So in a way, this deep dive isn't just about reverse mortgages.
Right.
It's about encouraging people to think about their later years.
And to have those difficult conversations.
With their families and with themselves.
Exactly.
You know, planning ahead and exploring all the options.
And recognizing that your priorities might change as you get older.
That's a good point. Maybe staying in your home is really important to you now.
Right.
But what if your health changes? Or you start to feel overwhelmed with the upkeep?
That's when you might need to consider other options.
And a reverse mortgage could be a way to make that possible.
Exactly. It could give you the financial freedom to adapt to your changing needs.
It's about having the resources to live your life on your own terms.
Absolutely.
So, listener, if you're thinking about a reverse mortgage, or even just starting to plan for the future, start those conversations.
Yeah, talk to your family.
Talk to your financial advisor.
Talk to yourself.
Ask the tough questions.
And don't be afraid to challenge your assumptions.
Because this is about more than just money.
Right.
It's about making choices that align with your values and priorities.
And living your later years with dignity and peace of mind.
That's beautifully said.
Thank you.
And that's where the true value of this deep dive lies.
I agree.
It's about empowering you to make informed decisions that support your well-being.
On every level.
So as you think about all this information, think beyond the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
What really matters to you?
What kind of life do you want to create for yourself?
Those are the questions that will guide you to the right choices.
Whatever they may be.
And remember, you don't have to do this alone.
Right.
There are resources available.
Professionals who can offer guidance.
Loved ones who can provide support.
It takes a village.
This deep dive has hopefully given you a good starting point.
A solid foundation.
For understanding reverse mortgages.
But the journey doesn't end here.
Keep exploring. Keep asking questions.
And keep seeking out the information you need.
To make the best decisions for yourself and your family.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll catch you next time for another fascinating exploration.
Of a topic that matters.
Until then, keep those questions coming.
And never stop learning.
And never stop learning.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
See you next time.
Bye. And you know, another thing is that you could end up outliving your loan proceeds.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you choose to receive those monthly payments.
Exactly.
And if you live longer than expected, you could run out of money.
It's a thought that can be a little unsettling.
It is. So it's really important to carefully consider how much you're going to need to cover those living expenses.
Not just in the short term, but potentially for many years to come.
Yeah, this is where working with a financial advisor can be really helpful.
Absolutely. They can help you create a realistic budget and assess your long-term needs.
And figure out if a reverse mortgage truly aligns with those overall financial goals.
Exactly.
It seems like planning and foresight are absolutely essential here.
They are.
I noticed that Jet Direct mentions adjustable interest rates.
Uh-huh.
As a factor to consider, how does that work with a reverse mortgage?
So with an adjustable rate reverse mortgage, the interest rate isn't fixed.
Okay.
It can fluctuate over time.
So it's not set in stone.
Right. Which means your loan balance could actually grow faster if interest rates go up.
Oh, wow.
Potentially leaving less equity for you or your heirs.
So it's not just about the initial loan amount you receive. It's about understanding how that amount could potentially change over the years.
Precisely. And those changes can be unpredictable, which adds another layer of complexity to the decision-making process.
It all comes back to doing your homework.
It does.
Understanding those terms, weighing the pros and cons, and seeking professional advice when needed.
I couldn't agree. More knowledge is power, especially when it comes to financial decisions with such significant long-term consequences.
Now, we focus a lot on the risks.
We have.
But Jet Direct does outline some potential benefits of reverse mortgages as well.
Yes, they do.
Are you ready to explore those a bit?
Absolutely. I'm always up for a silver lining.
What are some of the potential upsides that people might overlook?
Well, for some homeowners, a reverse mortgage can provide much needed financial flexibility.
Okay.
It can be a way to supplement retirement income.
Yeah.
Pay for unexpected medical expenses or make necessary home improvements without having to sell the property or take on additional debt.
So you're leveraging the equity you've built up in your home to enhance your quality of life.
Right. And unlike a traditional home equity loan, there are no monthly payments required with a reverse mortgage.
Oh, that's huge.
That can be a huge relief for folks living on a fixed income.
I'm starting to see how a reverse mortgage could be a really viable option for someone who wants to age in place, but needs additional funds to make that possible.
It can give seniors the financial resources to remain in their homes comfortably and safely.
Which is so important.
Often a top priority as we age.
Now, I imagine there are still some misconceptions out there about reverse mortgages.
Oh, there are definitely.
What are some of the common myths that you've encountered?
One that comes up a lot is the idea that the lender takes ownership of your home.
Oh, really?
If you get a reverse mortgage, that's simply not true.
Okay.
You retain full ownership of your home throughout the life of the loan.
So you're not signing over your house
yeah.
in exchange for those funds.
You're still the rightful owner.
Another misconception I often hear is that reverse mortgages are only for people who are struggling financially.
That's a myth as well.
I can see how people might think that.
Right.
It's good to clarify that it's not always the case.
While reverse mortgages can certainly be a helpful tool for those facing financial challenges, they can also be part of a solid financial plan for seniors who are comfortably retired and simply want to access the equity in their homes for various reasons.
It all comes down to individual circumstances and goals.
It does.
So it's not a sign of financial distress.
Ugh.
It's more about having options.
Right.
And choosing the best path for your situation.
Exactly.
We've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
And I feel like I have a much better understanding of what reverse mortgages are all about.
I'm glad to hear that.
What are some key takeaways you want our listener to walk away with?
I think the most important thing is to approach reverse mortgages with a critical and informed eye.
Cool.
Don't be swayed by hype or promises of easy money. Take the time to thoroughly research and understand the terms and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And really consider whether it aligns with your overall financial goals and long-term vision for yourself and your family.
And don't hesitate to seek professional advice from a financial advisor or housing counselor.
Absolutely.
They can provide personalized guidance based on your specific circumstances.
It's always wise to have a trusted expert in your corner.
Especially when navigating these complex financial products.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting. We've talked about the mechanics of reverse mortgages, the potential risks and benefits.
Right.
And even busted some common myths.
We have.
But I think it's also important to step back and consider the bigger picture.
I agree.
What does all of this mean for our listener and for seniors in general who are facing these kinds of financial decisions?
It's not just about the numbers and the technicalities.
Yeah.
It's about real people navigating the realities of aging.
Right.
And making choices that support their well-being.
Both financially and emotionally.
Right. Exactly.
Because let's be honest, aging isn't always easy.
It's not.
There are healthcare costs to manage.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a fixed income to stretch.
Yeah.
And sometimes the house you've lived in for years starts to feel less like a haven and more like a burden.
It's a reality many people face, and it can be emotionally challenging as well as financially stressful.
Absolutely.
That's where understanding all of your options becomes crucial.
And a reverse mortgage could be one piece of that puzzle.
It could.
It's not a magic solution.
No.
But it could provide a way to access funds you need without having to uproot your life.
Or drastically change your lifestyle.
It sounds like it can be a way to stay in your home age in place comfortably and maintain a sense of independence and control over your life.
Exactly.
But of course, it's not a decision to make lightly.
No, it's not.
As we've discussed doing your research, understanding the terms, seeking professional advice are crucial steps in this process.
Absolutely. And I think it's equally important to have open and honest conversations with your family.
Yeah.
Talk about your financial situation, your goals, and what you envision for the future.
Because ultimately, this is about more than just money.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's about making choices that align with your values and priorities.
Right.
And allow you to live your later years with dignity and peace of mind.
Beautifully said.
And that's where the true value of this deep dive lies.
I agree.
It's not just about understanding the technicalities of reverse mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
It's about empowering you, the listener, to make informed decisions that support your well-being on all levels.
Exactly.
So as you consider all this information, we encourage you to think beyond the numbers.
Yes.
What truly matters to you?
What kind of life do you want to create for yourself as you navigate this next chapter?
Because those are the questions that will ultimately guide you to the right choices.
Whatever they may be.
And remember, you don't have to go through this alone. There are resources available.
Mm-hmm.
Professionals who can offer guidance.
Yes.
Loved ones who can provide support.
Absolutely.
This deep dive has hopefully given you a solid foundation for understanding reverse mortgages.
It has.
But the journey doesn't end here.
It doesn't.
Continue to explore, ask questions.
Yes.
And seek out the information you need to make the best decisions for yourself and your family.
Couldn't agree more.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll catch you next time for another fascinating exploration of a topic that matters.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, as we're wrapping this up, I keep thinking back to my friend's parents and how uncertain they were about this whole reverse mortgage thing.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder if part of it is just that we don't talk openly enough about aging.
I think you're right. It's one of those taboo subjects.
Yeah, we avoid talking about retirement planning and healthcare costs and the fact that we might need more help as we get older.
Right. It's like we're pretending it's not going to happen.
Exactly. And then when we're faced with these decisions,
mm-hmm.
we don't have the benefit of shared knowledge or support.
It's like we're making these choices in a vacuum.
So this deep dive, it's not just about the nuts and bolts of reverse mortgages.
Right.
It's about encouraging people to think ahead about their later years.
And to have those sometimes uncomfortable conversations.
Exactly. With their families, with their financial advisors, with themselves.
About what they want their future to look like.
Because your priorities might change as you age.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe staying in your home is super important right now.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens if your health takes a turn or the upkeep becomes too much?
That's a really good point.
And that's where a reverse mortgage could come in.
It could be one way to address those evolving needs.
Right. It could give you the financial freedom to make modifications to your home.
Or hire some help.
Or even explore different living arrangements.
It's all about adapting to the changes that come with aging.
And having the resources to do that comfortably.
Exactly.
So, listener, if you're considering a reverse mortgage, or even just starting to think about long-term planning, my advice is to start talking.
Yeah. Open up those lines of communication.
Talk to your family. Talk to a financial advisor. Talk to yourself.
Ask yourself those tough questions.
Don't be afraid to really examine your assumptions about what aging should be.
Because it's your journey.
Exactly. And it's about making choices that align with your values.
And allow you to live those later years with dignity and peace of mind.
That's what it's all about.
It is.
And I think that's the real value of this deep dive.
I agree.
It's not just about understanding the technicalities of reverse mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
It's about empowering you, the listener, to make choices that truly support your well-being.
On every level.
So as you're processing all this information, remember to think beyond the numbers.
Yes.
Ask yourself what truly matters to you.
What kind of life do you want to create for yourself?
As you move into this next chapter.
Those are the questions that will guide you.
To the right choices.
The choices that are right for you.
And remember, you don't have to go through this alone.
There are people who can help.
There are resources. There are professionals who can offer guidance.
And loved ones who can offer support.
It really does take a village sometimes.
It does.
This deep dive is hopefully giving you a good starting point.
A solid foundation.
For understanding reverse mortgages. But the journey doesn't end here.
No, keep learning, keep exploring, keep asking those questions.
And most importantly, make those choices that are right for you and your family.
That's what it's all about.
Well said. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
It was my pleasure.
We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration.
I can't wait.
Until then, keep those questions coming.
And never stop learning.
That's right. Never stop learning. We'll see you next time.